This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with Uzbekistan's Supreme State Award, the Order of Oley Darajali Dastlik, by President Shavkat Mirziyoyev today in Tashkent. Prime Minister Modi dedicated the award to the enduring bond between India and Uzbekistan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he is honoured to receive the award. Earlier in his opening remarks during delegation-level talks with President Shavkat Mirziyoyev, Mr. Modi said that both countries are elevating ties to the level of a comprehensive strategic partnership. He also expressed happiness over the coincidence of the 15th anniversary of strategic partnership and 35th anniversary of the Independence Day of Uzbekistan.
Sukhat sanyog se hum is varsh apne strategic partnership ki 15th anniversary bhi mana rahe hain. Mujhe khushi hai is vishesh avsar par hum apne sambandhon ko comprehensive strategic partnership ka darja dene ja rahe hain. Hum iske antargat thos laksh nirdharit karte hue aage badhenge.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Nasha Mukti Yuva for Viksit Bharat campaign is gaining momentum rapidly across the country. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, Mr. Modi expressed happiness that the campaign with a goal for drug-free youth and a drug-free India is not merely a formality, as many people, especially the youth, are joining it in large numbers.
Nasha Mukti Yuva for Viksit Bharat ये अभियान इस समय पूरे देश में तेजी से आगे बढ़ रहा है। इसका लक्ष्य बिल्कुल साफ है, नशा मुक्त युवा, ड्रग फ्री इंडिया। बहुत सारे लोग, विशेषकर हमारे युवा, बहुत बड़ी संख्या में इसका हिस्सा बन रहे हैं। आखिर यह भारत के युवाओं की हेल्थ, उनकी हैप्पीनेस और उज्जवल भविष्य के लिए ही हमारा सामूहिक संकल्प है।
The Prime Minister said drug addiction does not just engulf a single individual, but the entire family and society bear the consequences. He commended those who raise awareness against drugs and step forward to help individuals struggling with addiction. The Prime Minister said lakhs of women are gaining new strength through the PM Swanidhi Yojana. He said this aspect of women empowerment is not discussed as much as it should be. Mr. Modi said women account for approximately 46% of the beneficiaries of the PM Swanidhi Yojana. The Prime Minister said cleanliness has a remarkable quality. He said when the resolve to keep a place clean becomes the people's own commitment, it completely changes the identity of that place. Mr. Modi spoke to Krishna Shashadri from Mumbai, who has created a unique website, www.bharatrajya.com. By selecting any year in the website, people can easily find out which ruler ruled over which part of India at that time. He said this initiative by Mr. Krishna will help not only the history students, but also the people to learn about the past in an engaging way. The Department of Consumer Affairs has notified the Legal Metrology Indian Standard Time Rules 2026. The rules provide for Indian Standard Time, IST, as the common time reference across the country for legal, administrative, commercial and other official purposes. The common time reference will support accurate time stamping of banking and digital payment transactions, coordination of railways, airports and other transport systems, and also the coordination of emergency and other time-sensitive services. The death toll from flash floods in central Nepal has risen to 734 today, with more bodies being recovered. Nearly 2,500 people are still missing following the disaster. Bodies have been recovered from all 8 affected districts as rescuers race against time to search for those missing and rescue those stranded on the 5th day since the disaster. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Vandhi Jaiswal said 108 Indian nationals have been rescued so far in Nepal following the flash flood tragedy. In a social media post, Mr. Jaiswal said that the contact was re-established with around 50 Indian nationals who were earlier uncontactable. Defending champions Germany will take on Spain in the Men's FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 at the Belfius Hockey Arena in Wavre, Belgium this evening at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.